and this verb. Say, well, the vehicle that I go, that I came up with, you call that?
A car?
Yeah.
Automobile? Automobile?
Okay. And you say you get in a car and you begin to?
Drive.
Yeah. All right, you say you drive it now, but then you say yesterday I
drove.
Sure, and I have.
Driven.
All right. What about, we were talking about up on the roof of the house, these places right on the edge of the roof that, say, carry off the rainwater.
Mm-hmm.
What would you call those?
Well, I heard my mother call them slats.
Uh-huh.
Slats.
Slats, yeah. I heard them called gutters.
No, gutters.
Yeah. What if I said gutter, what would you think of?
A ditch or something.
Like outside the street.
Mm-hmm.
Some house that has different slopes to the roof. Maybe where two different slopes come together, a place like that. Mm-hmm. Ever heard that call in coming particular?
Mm-hmm.
Valley, is that what it says? The valley of the house?
I don't know.
Okay. What about if you own a farm, maybe? You might have a little separate building out back of the house,
mm-hmm.
where you might keep stove wood if you were burning wood. Or at the same time, you might have a little building where you kept garden equipment, tools, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
What would you call it a little house?
A smokehouse.
Yes. Okay. Anything besides that? Come to mind?
Mm-hmm.
Could you call a place like that? Sure.
Yeah.
In the days before you had indoor plumbing, there was usually a separate building out back where you had the toilet. What would that be called?
Well, that toilet.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what we, you know, when they had a separate toilet, that's what we called.
Okay, that's what we called the outhouse?
Yeah, I've heard that.
Could you say that?
The outhouse.
Okay. So, is prison in this country?
What name?
Prison.
Prison.
Meaning the same thing as toilets or outhouse? Ever heard of
that? No, I didn't know that either.
Okay. Have you ever spent any time on a farm?
Mm-hmm.
Did you live on one or just did you?
Well, you know, we have a garden every year, but this man, Mr. Arnie Prather, well, he has a farm, and you know, every year he needs help on it. And when I was, you know, younger, I used to go over and help him.
In this part of the country, what would be some of the buildings you have on farm?
Buildings?
Yeah.
You mean something like the barn?
Sure.
And they have a shed and a water house. And, you know, they got this place where they keep the tractors and stuff. I don't know what you call that.
Mm-hmm.
But those are the only ones I can think of.
Yeah. You mentioned the house. What about the plural form of that word? You would say two. One house or two.
Farms.
Well, there are several of them. One house. There are a lot of over there. There's probably more than one house. Be one house, two.
Houses.
Sure. I just wanted to get you familiar with that. You were talking about the different buildings on the farm. Was there a separate building where the farmer would keep his corn?
Mm-hmm. A corn shed?
Yeah. Ever have a crib?
Yeah.
Corn crib?
Mm-hmm. We have one of
those. Have you bought one?
Mm-hmm.
What is it looking like?
Well, you know, it's connected to the barn. You know what the barn is? Just a separate room with a lot of corn and shucks in it, you know, from the corn.
That's it. And you call it?
Corn shed.
Crib?
Yeah, crib.
What about if a farmer, well, before I ask you that, have you ever heard of anything any other place where you could keep grain in general? Something called a granary or a granary?